love, Nelson Mandela would not sign any document agreeing to work with you. With you.
Mrs. Mandutu, go home. Go home to your kitchen and your children. You don't know anything about government. Go home, Ada. Surely you are more comfortable there.
Captain, our people love South Africa. It is the most beautiful countries, and its beauty has now been scarred. We are blessed, blessed with natural riches. Our gold and diamonds were used to pay for a system of inequities. But it bought two governments. One for whites, one for blacks. But the cost of apartheid is bankrupting us now. You can no longer afford to keep a biased system. Yet you still seek a nation where a minority rules a majority. And to keep that, you would destroy everything you hold so dear. Captain, this cannot be allowed. Not be allowed. Not
be allowed. So, you threaten us. Good. Let the world see who began this war. Men, my army soldiers, do your duty. Your duty. Your duty.
No!
Starfire. Starfire destroys the army tanks with her star bolts.
Nobody is going to die today! Not even you! Though the idea surely tempts me more than you could ever know! You could ever know! But I want the people to know the truth! I want them to know what you did.
Starfire grabs the army captain, the South African army captain. And grabs him and brings him high into the sky.
It's only when the lies are stripped away that the truth can be seen and understood.
A live television news camera is now videotaping the conversation between Starfire and the South African army captain.
And understood, can there be freedom? Nelson Mandela was killed by a bullet. He was dead long before I got to that building. But you put him there knowing that I'd come charging in, blowing up everything without thinking.
can't hold back the truth, and you can't withhold freedom forever. Countries of the free world are refusing to go along with the policies of apartheid. The days of supremacy of one race over another are over. And it's just a matter of time before the disgusting system collapses of its own evil. And then the rebuilding will start. The blacks will regain the self-respect which you people have torn away from them. Father Nelson Mandela said that slaves have always tossed off the shackles of repression and gained freedom they craved. History is on our side, Captain. Freedom will be theirs, and nobody, not you, nor this government, nor any other dictator, can hold them back. This march for peace will continue.
The next day, back at the South African Black Township, Starfire meets with Ada Mandutu. They caress each other and shake each other's hands.
The government said the captain was working on his own. They say he will be prosecuted. Do you believe them? The eyes of the world are now on South Africa. Changes have to come. Eventually. But you still aren't free. Was all this pain for nothing? Starfire. So much was done. Our people now know. We will be free. They believe it. And their lives are given new meaning because they believe it. If your soul is free, no chains can bind you. We thank you. Thank you, Starfire.
I can stay. I can work with you, Ida. Ada?
You can do more for us by letting others know the truth. Goodbye, Starfire. Goodbye. Thank you.
Starfire flies off from South Africa And as she does so, in her mind's eye, she thinks of Father Nelson Mandutu and his famous words.
The greatest good comes not from the closed fist, but from the open hand.
All right. This is Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM out of Winnipeg. You have just listened to a reading of Teen Titans Spotlight number 2, September, the year 1986.
You can lose sight of the dark. tears I cry aren't tears of pain. They're only to hide my guilt and shame. I forgive you, now I ask the same of you. While we were apart, I was human too.
You're only human. You listen to CKUW. That's what makes you a person. That's why. It's what it comes down to. All right. I want to say a good morning to you. This show is Comic Book Radio Theater. Just spit it out. You actually spit on the table saying that. Oh well, that's very human of me to spit while I talk to you. I'm sorry, but I'm not sorry. Okay. I have only so much time left to read you comic books all night long. That's what this show is all about. If you haven't been listening, and if you have, thank you. Thank you very much. Our theme tonight has been politics, or what you can make of it. I have, yes, one more comic book in me. Just a small segment from a comic book known as G.I. Combat number 260. It was released in December of 1983. I got to tell you something. This is not me reading it live to you. It is a recording from the past. I've picked my little fingers into the archives. I once read this live on air many years ago, and I was very apprehensive about it, because on the front cover of this comic book I have, there is a drawing of a black man who is an army soldier, a black army soldier, and he is holding the Confederate flag, the U.S. Confederate flag. He got it in his hand. He's gripping it and everything like that in his hand. The story is of the haunted tank. The haunted tank carries around this U.S. Confederate flag on its little pole there at the end of the tank. And one of the people in the tank is a black soldier. So something happens in this story where he has to save this U.S. Confederate flag. So I was really iffy about reading this story on air and seeing where it goes. I would definitely say if they printed this story called The Haunted Tank, if they printed it today, I think it'd get canceled. Canceled big time. Yep, people would go woke all over it. Well, I hope I don't woke you up in the morning with a bad story. You know, I'm gonna try my best. Or at least my past self will try its best. But you may hear apprehension in my voice as I read to you G.I. Combat number 260 from December of 1983. And when I'm done reading, I got it all out for ya. When I've did the whole reading, we'll listen to music that was brand new back in December of 1983. We'll hear from a complete Canadian rock star, and from friends of mine who have met him say he's a hell of a nice guy too. I speak of Corey Hart. Then, from Wolverhampton in the United Kingdom, we'll listen to Slade. They'll run away. And I better get on the run away with this comic book reading if we have any more time. We'll also hear a classic rocker from Yes, owner of A Lonely Heart. So, all that new music back in December of 1983. Corey Hart, Slade, and Yes. Well, yes, let's get this one going on. I will read this on to you, G.I. Combat number 260, printed December 1983. It's Comic Book Radio Theater. I've been your host, Martin R. Howell, this evening. We start at 1. We try to go to 6. Okay. 95.9 FM CKUW. We are your commercial-free alternative. Haunted Tank, starring Stuart Raiders in Whose War Is It Anyway? The rebel banner snapped in the breeze. The battle flag of the Confederacy. I could see its 13 white stars on 2 blue bars crossed on a red background, even with my eyes closed. The emblem of the South fighting the Union Army during the Civil War. Yeah, we all know about cotton plantations, big mansions, Southern belles dancing with their gentlemen.
But this is World War II. And for me, I'll never forget the flag of the South. The flag of slaves, bigotry, and suppression. And even now, we're still fighting to be free. Free at last, free at last. To Jeb, it was the battle flag of the ghost of the Confederate cavalry general G.E.B. Stuart.
Army soldier at the top of his tank, popping his head out, and he's talking to a ghost. Ghost on a ghost horse.
Another day of war, General!
No 2 days of battle are the same, Jeb!
And to the Sergeant Craig at the controls, and Rick Manning, the .75. They don't think twice about us flying a rebel flag in a tank of the United States Army. All they were hooked on was something that went round and round like a needle stuck in the groove of a record. The same groove, the same record.
Listen to him. Listen to him. I wonder. When the lieutenant talks to a ghost no one's seen or heard, is it an enlisted man or is it a field general? A field officer?
Nah, it's a general!
In the big war, World War I, it was no different. And that's the only way to run an army. The brass gives the orders and the rest of us carry them out. That's what wins wars, right, Gus?
No, no, not without God Almighty. On the side of the just cause.
No wonder you were a deacon back in civilian life. What gives? What's on your mind? Heads up! Heads up, guys! Panzers at 9 o'clock with infantry. Open fire while we can still surprise them.
Instead of hauling cotton like my ancestors, I was passing 75mm armor-piercing shells to Rick.
Come on, keep them coming, Gus!
It didn't take long for the Krauts to spot us. The Panzer commanders were trying to knock Jeb out of the hatch. And Jeb was doing likewise. My sweat went into loading the shells Rick was firing at point blank range like an artillery barrage. The armor-piercing drove through the Panzer steel plate like hot knife through a butter.
Cease fire! Cease fire! We've got them both and the infantry beating it. We've got to hit our next checkpoint before returning to the base.
When we got back to the base, the commanding officer was waiting for us with some one-star general from headquarters who looked like he had a bad case of indigestion.
Got a pair of tanks, Skipper, and routed some infantry. Otherwise, the sector's quiet.
War is it anyway, Lieutenant?
What do you mean, General?
This is the United States Army, not the Confederacy. I come here to do an inspection. I come here to do an inspection, and what do I find? A rebel banner! Get rid of it, Lieutenant! That's an order! That's an order!
You heard him! You heard him! One of you, take it up and burn it!
Jeb goes and talks to the ghost of G.E.B. Steward.
Sorry, sir. But I couldn't argue with a general to save it. I feel funny about burning it.
Yeah, and it brought us such good luck.
But
I'll do it. I'll be glad to. It never represented my people.
Keep on going.
On a nearby hill, I lit a fire under it.
We see the ghost of G.E.B. Steward with the Confederate flag in his hands, floating away into the sky.
Later that day, we went on patrol again.
Now that's more like it! About time your lieutenant joined our army!
Yes, sir! It feels funny without the rebel banner, but I don't feel like laughing!
Panzers were waiting for us. That was nothing new. Neither was our reaction. I fed Rick as fast as I could. He fired that single cannon like it was the whole flak battery.
Rick! Rick! What the hell's going on? You're missing every other shot! You're missing every shot! Beat it downstream! Before we're hit! Beat it downstream before we're hit!
This is an odd day! We made it back to base all right, but all the tanks were out, which was a good enough reason for a Panzer to drop on in.
Look, look sharp, Rick! Look sharp, look sharp, look sharp! Look. Panzer's at 11 o'clock sitting on the ridge! Open fire!
Only one left! Only one shell left, Rick!
I've been missing right along! I've been missing all right along all day! If I screw this one up, we're all kaput! All kaput! All kaput! All kaput!
The enemy lined us up for the killing shot!
Ghost of G.E.B. Stewart appears in the sky with the Confederate flag. He drops the Confederate flag down to the ground.
General! You're returning the rebel flag to us!
But the rebel flag instead drops onto the Nazi tank.
Whoa! Whoa! Whoa!
Heaven, I cannot see! This flag is over me!
But Rick, he could see, and he did!
Wow! What a shot! Where did that rebel flag come from?
Later at the base,
I can explain what happened, sir, General, but you'll never believe me. I'll destroy it as you ordered.
No, no! I withdraw that command. If your men can fight like that, you might as well fly a flag from Mars for all I care.
Like the good book says, the Lord works in mysterious ways his wonders to perform.
You've just listened to Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM, done out of Winnipeg. This has been a partial reading of GI Combat number 260, December, the year 1983.
Are you fed up with constantly searching for the records you want? Are you tired and frustrated from always straightening out your LPs? Now with KTEL Record Selector, this will never happen again. To choose your favorite music, tilt the first record forward. The others follow automatically. Pick your selection when it appears. To choose more LPs, lean the next record forward and wait for your choice. The Record Selector is a new space-age design for selection and storage of records. Fingertip control regulates the speed of Record Selector. To replace the records, tilt the first record forward. Record Selector, with a mind of its own, will automatically stop where the LP was taken from. End awkward selection and storage of LPs with Record Selector, attractively finished in a gift box. KTEL Record Selector, only $3.99.
Move yourself, you always live your John Anderson and his band, Yes. A good morning to you and a good night to myself. I've exhausted my time here on Comic Book Radio Theater. I read you comic books from 1 to 6 in the morning every late Saturday night. Come join me again. Please do. All right. As I take off here, I'll just grab some music and hopefully we'll bop to it. That would be cool. You are listening to CKUW 95.9 FM. We do this from the University of Winnipeg. Good morning, all.